All right. Ramit, welcome to the Pros Race podcast from Dallas One. You're in line at Chipotle. I like that. That's strong. Hey, great, good ride, man. Considering that start, where you came off, you'll take that podium all day long, and you added to your points lead, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was I really botched my start really bad in the heat race and in the main event, so that was pretty unfortunate. But I was proud of the way I was able to stay composed and come through and end up on the box. I really had to fight for that one, especially, you know, the last lap I got caught in some lappers and kind of got the shorter end of that. And it was good to extend the points lead a little bit and get back on the box.
You knew it was Cooper coming?
Yeah, I knew it was him. You could see each other in the 180s.
Yep.
And, I mean, he did pass me. I mean, he got by me, but I just kind of made it happen, I guess. I don't really know.
No,
you know, cut underneath and.
Yeah, I think it was a fine pass, right? He wasn't pissed or nothing happened.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
It was great. It was really.
We talked on the podium.
Right.
I mean, it's just what you got to do, right? Especially when you're battling for, you know, it's a 4-point swing. So
yeah.
That was, did the best we could with it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was a really great race. Hey, one of the things we talk about you is, you know, your Ramit, your Whackers, you're always exciting. We've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
But dude, you're not. You seem composed. You got a bad start, but you didn't really make mistakes. Your fitness is on point. You're making it. You're making us all wrong because you're just so confident and so smooth. You know.
Yeah, that's what we work for, right? Like,
yep.
I mean, everyone kind of knows that I'll do whatever it takes and give it 100 or 110%. But 110% doesn't work for me. So we've found that out.
Yes.
And it takes a lot. It really does. It takes a lot for me to ride that way, for me to make myself do it. And, you know, especially after years and years of riding the way I want to ride it and feel like I'm going fast and maybe not be going so fast. So I'm happy with how we're riding. And if I can get some better starts, that'd make it a lot easier on myself. But I felt really composed tonight.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was my first time being in the situation I'm in. Points leader, mm-hmm. Daytona winner, you know, a race win. And it's a lot at once. And my biggest goal today was just to approach it just like a normal race day, you know. And I felt like that we did really well with that. I was pretty decent in qualifying still. I think we're all within it. Like one or two tenths. So that's, you know, been a really, really struggle for me in the past, mm-hmm. being good at qualifying. And, you know, the guy I'm racing against the title is really good at qualifying. So
yes.
That was good for us. And, I just felt like I was composed. I got a really bad start in the heat race too. And I fought for the heat race win that, you know, came down to the last two corners with Cooper and I. So,
So
that's the goal all year, and that's I feel like that's, you know, the best version of me.
Right. And how about this kid? How about Seth? That's cool. You gotta be stoked.
Oh, that was awesome, right?
Yeah,
he was riding great all day, man. He crushes his corners in some of the areas of that track. He was really good. He rode great all day, and then he got out front and got away, and he did it. Like you can't discredit anything that he did tonight.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. He stayed up there and he did it. He made it happen. So that was really cool for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kid works his butt off. He's a hardworking kid. He's fun to be at the test track with too. Fun to ride with. And he's just a really humble, you know, kid that has a good head on his shoulders. Like, I don't like to talk myself up or anything, but he kind of reminds me of the way I was when I approached it coming into pros.
Right.
Stoked for the opportunity. Right. And just grateful to be where I'm at and you know, and that's how he kind of approaches it, and so it was really cool to see him have some success tonight too.
That is awesome. Well, hey, nice job, Ramit. Appreciate it, and keep it up. We'll see you Tuesday. Thank you.
Heck yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
See ya.